The Egyptians never called it Nubia, though. Never. That's a modern term. Relatively modern term. They had two names for Nubia. One I mentioned, biblical land of Cush. So in the Bible, they are called Cush. And usually the Egyptians referred to them as vile Cush. Any foreigner was usually preceded by vile, wretched, right? Stuff like that. It's kind of like what the Greeks did. You know, the Greek word barbarian refers to foreigners. And the Greeks got it because when they heard foreign languages, non-Greek languages, it all sounded like bar, bar, bar. So they called everybody barbarians, people who said bar, bar, bar. So the Egyptians did the same thing. So Cush is vile Cush, wretched Cush. But they also were called Tafseti, the land of the bow. These were people who were skilled bowmen. And the Egyptians, as I say, it's a love-hate affair. The Egyptians even hired Nubians. They hired them as military men. They were a police force called the Medjai. They would police Egypt. They were in the military. So they were used and abused. Now, why did they want Nubians? Nubia was the source of gold for Egypt. Egypt didn't have major gold mines, but Nubia did. And this is where you went for gold. The gold coffin of Tutankhamun that I discussed, that was Nubian gold. Came from Nubia. All the gold in Egypt, practically, was Nubian gold. So for 2,000 years, you had this relationship between Egypt and Nubia where Egypt controlled the Nubians, kept them under their thumb. But the Nubians kind of adopted some Egyptian habits, customs. They worshipped Egyptian gods. Right? So there was this mixture of, we're going to control you, but you're really a little bit like us. Right? So when Egypt is weak, when it's divided among itself, the Nubians are allowed to grow independent. They're allowed to grow strong. And for the first time, the Nubians form a unit. Up until this time, Nubia was mainly tribes, independent tribes. But now they are going to have a leader who is going to unite them, march them north, and conquer Egypt. His name is P-I-Y-E, Pi, Pi. Sometimes he's called Pianchi, Pianchi, sometimes Pianch, same guy. But with his bowmen, he marches north all the way to the delta in the north, defeats this confederation of petty princes who are trying to fight him, and takes control of Egypt. Now, he does some very, very surprising things on his way north. First, he's got an army with him. He's going to fight. He's coming north, right? Going past the cataracts, going past Aswan, and he stops at Thebes. Now remember, Thebes is the religious capital of Egypt. And what does he do? He celebrates a religious festival. The religious festival of Opet, the most traditional sacred festival of the Egyptians, when the three statues of Amun, Mut, and Khans, those are the three main gods of Thebes. Amun, the hidden one, Mut is his wife, and Khans or Khansu is their son. Those statues were taken from the temple at Karnak, brought down to Luxor Temple, just a mile and a half away, and they stay there for a fortnight. There's feasting and everything. And on his way to battle, Pi stops to celebrate the festival. He is religious. He doesn't view himself as a foreigner coming into Egypt. He views himself as somebody who is going to reestablish the great tradition of Egypt. He's not coming to pillage and plunder. He wants to organize Egypt and bring it back to its greatness, right? So Pi stops at Thebes, goes north, defeats these petty princes, and is in control of Egypt. Now, he goes back to Nubia, and he erects a victory stela. Now, you remember a stela is basically the Egyptian bulletin board. When you wanted something announced, you put up a round-top stone, much like a tombstone, and you inscribed on it what you wanted to say. He erects a victory stela in Nubia. And what does he say on it? Well, the first thing he says is, I defeated all these petty princes, and they bowed down in front of me. And it shows these guys bowing down in front of Pi. But I find more interesting and insightful into what Pai was, who he was, what he was like. He was a horse lover. He was an equestrian. And on the Stella, on the Victory Stella,